my Lord, my God. Let us make our proclamation. Hold your Bibles high. Repeat after me. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. You may be seated for 1 minute. You may be seated. Just for a background, the Lord has spoken to my heart. I was watching The View last week, and I saw where Lil Wayne was talking about how his mother was his best and greatest fan. And he talked about how when he didn't really understand which way to go, his mother came to him and they made a plan. And I thought, how wonderful to have encouragement from home. Amen. You know, if you can't get encouragement nowhere else, you ought to be able to get some at home. The scripture in Titus chapter 1, verse 8 says, starting with verse 7, it said, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, and doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned. Our children's church, 2 Sundays out of a month, has been a partaker, a receiver of such gifts. Amen. Amen. And as the Lord spoke to my heart, I want you to understand my gift as your shepherd is to be your encourager. God would not give you a gift and not give you an avenue to use that gift. And I want someday somebody to turn around and say, I got my first chance to speak at home. I got my first encouragement at home. So as I stand before you for the first time in the history of St. John, we have a deacon from our church that's going to bring the word. The scripture says that a deacon should be able to teach. For most of you that don't understand, the only 2 scriptorial offices in the church is pastor and deacon. And St. John, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. As many gifted deacons that we have, I don't want to have to go to another preacher just to hear a word from God. And God forbid, if I ever come to church sick, which I will do, but if I ever come to church sick, I pray that we have a deacon ministry that is so connected to God that there will be a word from the Lord from somebody. So I won't have to call to get another assistant pastor or an associate minister. And I stand today saying, this deacon ministry has that kind of God connection. And if I'm wrong, somebody tell me. But I'm believing because there's been examples given to me in this church where God spoke to the heart of a deacon. And the deacon sent me back to praying. The Lord told a deacon, and I had to go back and say, Lord, I didn't hear that. But after prayer, I found out the deacon was right. And I stood before you and apologized because I know a lot of things, but I don't know everything. Let me be the first one to tell you, I don't know everything. Amen? And as much as I love this deacon, and as long as she's been in my heart, I don't know everything about her either. So at this point, I'm going to ask the lady who, the avenue that brought her in, to please come and introduce our speaker for the morning. Pastor Smith, will you come and introduce your daughter, Deacon Ware?
Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. I asked the Lord, I did not ask Pastor Pills. I asked the Lord for the opportunity to introduce my daughter. When she was a baby, she did not talk. For months and months, we were worried, her father and I, that she was autistic. She did not talk. We had her at Central Institute for the Deaf. They tested her with all kind of psychological testing because she would not talk. Then she started talking, and she has not shut up since. She was born cross-eyed. And at the age of 5.5 years old, the surgeon told me that she would see partially after extensive eye surgery. In 1979, we had just got a hold of the word of faith. We was raised in church, but we had a hold of the word of faith. And I said to her, Elena, I just want you to say this. Every time somebody asks you about your eyes, I want you to say, Jesus healed my eyes. And we prayed the prayer of faith. To this day, she has 20/20 vision, and the human surgeon never touched her eyes. Like many of you mothers, I cry for my baby. Like many of you mothers, I gave her to the Lord. When I wanted to keep her on my breast, I was moved by the Lord to give him over to her, because I saw where Hannah gave her baby to the Lord. That mean I had to take my hands off of her. No, the mother wants to give up their child. But I gave her up to the Lord, and now he gives her to you. Hear ye the word of the Lord from none other than Deacon Elena Ware. Receive her as she comes at this time.
But I'm humble at the same time. I'm telling you, this is a lot easier downstairs when your children are smiling at me. And so since I'm upstairs, I want you to smile at me too. Let us go before the Lord and pray, amen. Most gracious Father God, I come to you today just to ask of this one thing. Let your servant, Elena Renee Ware, decrease. And you, my maker, increase even the more. In the name of Jesus, let every heart say amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, and I just know you do, would you be so kind to stand for the reading of God's word? We are going to Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. I'll say that again, Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. And if you have the King James Version, on the count of three, let us read that together, verses 14 through 16, Matthew 5. When you have it, say amen. Amen. All right. One, two, three. Let us read.
Ye are the light of the world.
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to reread verse 16, but I'm going to take out men, and I'm going to put two words in there. heed as I read. For let your light so shine before our children that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I got a question to pose to you today. And I want you to pose it to your neighbor. Take your neighbor by the hand and look him in the eye. Come on, Pastor, you're my neighbor. And say, neighbor,
neighbor,
have you paid your light bill?
Your light bill.
I got a light bill story of my own. I was fresh out the house. I just started college. I was living on my own, and I was living a good life and had a good paying job and a piece of a car, and I had a fine boyfriend who would later become my husband. Life was sure enough good. And I was on the phone with my mother one day, and we just shooting the breeze. And you see, back then I had a shopping addiction, and I like to spend my good money in the mall. So I'm on the phone with Mama, and as I'm on the phone with my mom, I'm thumbing through the mail. And the light bill came across my hand, and it was dark red. See, I know it's light pink now, but back in the day, it was dark red. And I said, oh, Mama, I said, I don't know what's wrong with the light company. I got a light bill that's dark red. What that mean? Been sitting on my table for days, hadn't even cared to open it. And she asked me this one cat question. She said, Elena Renee, have you paid your light bill? And I'm like, yeah, I throw money on it every now and then, but I was busy in the mall because I just wanted to look good. See, my mama wouldn't let me wear those cutout jeans with all your flesh showing. And so the first thing I did when I left home, I went and bought me those cutout jeans because I was grown. And I had money to spend, and I spent it. But when the light bill, the dark red light bill, was in my hand, Mama posed this question to me. Have you paid your light bill? I said, I get around to it. She said, hold up. You not taking care of your business. Could it be that you're so busy in the mall that your dime out of every dollar made it there too? Because you've been taught better. Because if your dime out of every dollar made it to the mall, that's maybe the reason why you got that dark red notice in your hand. I said, well, and I'm on the phone. I'm looking for a rebuttal because I'm grown. I'm going to check Mama for talking to me like that, even though I knew better. But I couldn't check her because my next statement out of my mouth was going to be, Mama, I need the stimulus package. I don't have no money. Mama, can you help a sister with the bailout? And my mama said, no. And I said, surely you're not going to let me sit in the dark. But I was looking good. And she said this. I brought you up in the church. You know to do us right. And I'm not going to interfere with the Lord's business. So if you sitting in the dark, next time remember where your dime out of every dollar is supposed to go. You need to check your behavior. Get your priorities straight. You need to ask the Lord for forgiveness and then ask him to make a way out of no way and take them silly jeans back to where you got them from because I know you bought them. And I had a roommate, and she said, girl, your mama owns something. I'm about to call my mama right now. I said, let me tell you one thing I know about my mama. She ain't no joke. And if it's for me to have learned a lesson in this, guess what? Even if we sitting in the dark, I'm going to show enough learning. But I asked the Lord for forgiveness, And don't you know, he made a way out of no way. But on a spiritual level, what inappropriate behaviors have you committed that has warranted you a final notice? Let me say that again. What inappropriate behaviors have you committed that has warranted you a final notice? See, because just like I had a final notice in my hand, in the physical realm, some of us sitting up in here with final notices in the spiritual realm.
Help us with that. Help us.
In the fifth chapter of Matthew, Jesus is busy healing the sick and yet again teaching the disciples. Even in the verse before, verse 13, Jesus used the analogy that we are the salt of the earth, and if we have no flavor, then we ain't good for nothing. That's what 13 says. But what if we don't have any light either? What if we don't? Going back to the original question, have you paid your light bill? But Deacon, what does that mean? Simple. Sometimes, we get so caught up in our problems, our situations, and our issues, and our concerns, that we're walking around with final noses on our backs. And the little light that is barely shining is on its way to disconnect. We on our way to a disconnect from God. When our backs are against the wall, and I know everyone here got a back against the wall story, it is easy to pray and ask God to bless us and to help us. And then he give us that extension. I serve a God that give extensions. And then we thank him. Some of us so high and mighty wouldn't even take time to thank him for the extension. But those of us who take the time to thank him for the extension, and once again, thank him again for making a way out of no way. But note this, in order to keep your light bill paid, you got to give God the praise when everything is going well in your house, well at your job, well in your school, so that when difficult times come, and they will come, you can praise your God and make yourself happy. When the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and we know he will, you got to just talk to that Satan. You got to let him know what's up. I'm going to tell you how I let him know what's up. I let Satan know that I'm a princess. I'm a king's kid and I ain't the joker. I let him know that I'm the head and not the tail. Philippians 4:13 says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Psalms 24:1 even says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So if Satan got your kids, your house, your job, your education, take it back. Take it back. Because if the Lord of the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, he don't have no business with it, no way. So I let my light shine. But what does this have to do to our children this fourth Sunday? I look upon my babies and I love our babies, I do. Y'all give them another hand clap because the Lord touched and used them today. We are the examples for our children to follow. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way that he should go, so that when he get old, he will not depart from it. If there is nothing going on in our lives that is gratifying or satisfying, then we are in no positions to encourage our children. We just may be on the disconnect from God. It states in 14 that we are the light of the world. But right up in here, it's time to take care of some housekeeping business. Are you the light in your house? Are you the light on the job? Are you the light at school? Just like our children are not responsible for paying Aaron IP, they are equally not responsible for your disconnect with God.
All right, girl. Come on.
But yet they get the brunt of both ways. Be at home and your lights is off. Guess who else at home with your lights off? Be up in church with your lights off. Guess who's sitting up in church with your lights off? Our children get the brunt of whatever mishap is going on in our lives. And then when our children come up in here and sing praises unto the Lord and look out upon a congregation, all they seeing is a congregation full of final noses. I'm telling you, when the Lord gave me this word, I told the Lord I wanted to go back downstairs. But he said, Deacon, stand, and so I'm going to do just that. Let your light shine before your children so they may follow your example and learn to praise God for themselves, by themselves.
All right, yes. That's right now. All again,
I remember coming up in church and seeing my mom and my auntie and my grandma. They was always before the Lord. And I'm telling you, when I left home, I said, I'm grown. I ain't got to do that no more. My first weekend away from home, I stayed in the bed on Sunday because mama wasn't there to wake me up. I was grown. But let me tell you, before that first year being out the house was done and over with, I had a friend that was killed from running from the police. I had an ex-boyfriend incarcerated for trying to kill his wife. And I had another friend who tried to commit suicide in my apartment. And that train up a child became real. And when that thing called reality started smacking Elena upside down her head and upside down the street, Elena, hair it up. Not only did I have my dime out of every dollar, I had my reasonable service too. And made it back to God's house. So how do we make our light shine? In Matthew 5, 14 through 16, Jesus is telling his disciples that we have to let it shine before men. But let us start at home. Let us start at home. Some notes for you. 4 points. How we let our light shine. Point number one. Check your behavior that got you in disconnect status with God. Let me say it again. Check your behavior that got you in disconnect status with God. Just as my mother checked me and didn't even give me the opportunity to ask for the stimulus plan. I need a checkup from the neck up. And she sure enough rendered it. And so now I rendered it to all of us. Check your behavior that got you in disconnect status with God. Could it be that you need to reorganize your finances and make sure that your dime out of every dollar is making it to St. John?
Oh, that's the book.
Could it be that we done our brothers and sisters so wrong that we're ashamed to walk up in St. John and we just need to break it down and ask for some forgiveness? Check your behavior.
All right.
Could it be that we need to be more committed to the ministries of St. John instead of sitting at home all 7 days of the week? Check your behavior. Could it be we just need to take some time with our children
Sometimes we get so bogged down with the work week and what's not going right that when we get a chance to breathe, we're so busy hitting the streets and we leave our children behind. Check your behavior. Point number two, learn to pray the scriptures. Learn to pray the scriptures. Because see, we want our light to shine. This is a great exercise for a relationship building with God. And if we can't pray the scriptures, could it be that we don't know the scriptures? Pastor will be the first one to tell you. Wednesday night. Learn to play the scriptures. God wrote them. He want to hear them. I tell the children in children's church when they're standing up before you all doing devotion, if you can't think of nothing else, pray the Lord's Prayer. It's the Lord's Prayer. If you can't think of anything to sing for devotion, sing Father Abraham. It is written. Look it up in the book of Genesis. You in order. Sing the scriptures. Work on your relationship with God. He loves that thing. He has that agape love for each and every last one of us. He even proved it. Last Sunday when we celebrated Resurrection Sunday, he showed us, he proved to us that he has that love with no conditions. Isn't it amazing that we can ask God for any and everything? And the one thing he asks of us, we don't have the time for. Learn to play the scriptures. Point number three. Bring the unsaved to God. You see, we're letting our light shine. Because let me tell you something about the unsaved. The unsaved even know when you got a final notice on your back. Bring the unsaved to God. Just as in the book of Matthew chapter 28 verses 16 to 20, the Great Commission. Jesus is commissioning his disciples, and that's us too, to go out and tell a dying world who he is. We can't bring a man up in here. We got to go. Go out and bring the unsaved to God. Some of us don't even have to go far. All we got to do is pull out our house keys and unlock the door. Now, how convenient is that? You know, our hearts ought to just ache for our family members who don't know the Lord their God in the pardon of their sins. Just ought to ache. Just ought to be sick about it. When you looking at that husband or that wife or that grown child or that auntie, uncle, cousin, family, friend, and you love them with all that you got, and you know deep in your heart they on their way to hell. Just ought to ache. Housekeeping business. Let your light shine at home. Then go out. Bring the unsaved to God. And then the last point. Encourage one another. Especially our babies, especially our children. Our children, not only our children, all of us, we need to be encouraged. I'm telling you, when I get here, I can't wait to share my hugs and my kisses and my high fives with your children. Because let me tell you what I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. If we don't take the time to encourage our children, let me tell you, I run into thugs every day in the workplace that is ready to give them some encouragement.
That's right.
I'm a teacher. When I pull into the parking lot at the school that I teach at, the thugs are getting out the
school bus. They are walking from down the street. I see them, and I see how they pray on the weak. And then next thing you know, the police are at the school and got the babies in handcuffs, and I ain't telling you what I heard. Encourage our children. Our children need to know that we love them. They need to know that they are appreciated. They need to know that they have to work out their own soul salvation for themselves. But how can they do that when they don't have an example nowhere? No example at home. No example at school. No example in the church. How?
Help us.
How? I'm telling you, it just hurts my soul when I see a baby arrested. Hurts my soul. As many days on the job, I have cried. And I've had co-worker teachers say, what you crying for? Don't think nothing of a 13-year-old being beat down like a grown man and cuffed. Hurt my heart. I talk about our children in St. John. I say, oh, in all my years in education, this is the smartest group in show business. I always brag about the children of St. John. Because believe me, children, it is a joy to come up in here and to teach you what thus saith the Lord. It is a joy to get the hugs and the kisses, and I know what's going on at your school and the names of your pets and the different extracurriculars that you are in. Because where I work, my students have criminal records. It's a joy. It's a privilege. This is my reasonable service unto God, to serve you. I love y'all. I love all of St. John. But as I go to my seat, let our light shine before our children. We are the examples that they live by. Don't let us always be on the disconnect. Don't let us always have a final notice on our back. Keep the bill paid. Check your behavior. Learn to play the scriptures. Bring the unsaved to God. And last but not least, be incorrigible. Amen. Amen.
Morning. Hallelujah. All right, if she hits you at any point, everybody say ouch. Amen. Amen. After such a powerful word, we can do no less than to give somebody an opportunity to come before Christ. Young people, let us stand as we open the doors of the church. For truly we do offer Christ to you. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. Thank you.
Hills, deacon trustees, and our members of St. John, on this great day, we have Brother Kevin Orlando Spill Sr. coming under Christian Experience.
Amen. You know, in 2008, we said goodbye to two of our brothers. This year, God sent us my first cousin. And on today, he sent my brother. Y'all have to forgive me. I'm kind of happy right now. My Lord, Brother Pills, we see that you've come. It's Christian Experience. So you want us to know that you have been baptized?
Yes.
And you know that Jesus is the Son of the living God?
I do.
Take your time, Pastor. Take your time.
And you know that he died for your sins?
Yes, I do.
And you want St. John to be your home church?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I was raised in the church, but until I heard my sister speak when I was in my 20s, I never wanted to be baptized. And so anywhere my sister's at, the Lord's gonna call me and I'm gonna be there and I'm gonna work and I'm gonna help because he's been blessing me all my life. I'm 49 years old. He just blessed me with a wife. I got a good job. Well, when Satan came to kill me, he protected me. He took my son's mother. But by the grace of God, I got a son. I got one son, but I got three grandchildren. And I'm just here to let you know we're gonna win this battle.
Hallelujah. Deacon, you heard the statement of Brother Pierce. What is your pleasure?
I'd just like to say that this is a unique situation here. Sister Warr spoke, preached this morning. I didn't realize she had it in her, you know, that preach. And then he opened the door of the church, and brother comes down. And then the sister's getting ready to take him in. You know, this is unique. So, Pastor Peel and St. John Church family, after hearing the statement coming from Brother Peel, I offer a motion that after Brother Peel has had the right hand of fellowship, that he become a member of St. John Missionary Baptist Church with the same rights and privileges as all the other members.
Amen. Second. I second that motion.
Amen. It's been moved and properly second that we receive Brother Kevin Peel's Christian Experience. And after right hand of fellowship, having all rights and privileges as any other member of this great church, you heard the motion ready for the vote? Request. All in favor?
Aye.
custom that we partner you with someone who will be responsible and who you can call on all the time to help you on this Christian journey. We like to think of them as your guardian angel. This is not anybody that we appoint, because the Lord moves as he would. So we're going to ask, who would be the guardian angel for Brother Kevin Pierce? Every heart say amen. Oh, can we say amen again? Well, this is the best job in the whole wide world. Amen. Amen. This is a great church. It truly is. How many of y'all felt the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. The Lord always says he adds to the church as he sees fit. Amen.